You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
So China has reported the first case of H3N8 strain of avian flu in humans. Yes! Okay, now listen. We know that it infects horses and dogs and seals and birds and other animals, but the risk of human-to-human transmission is low. You don't even have to worry about it. Okay, well, sure, we've got a human that has it now. But human-to-human transmission, don't even worry about it. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Three words for you. Built.com. If you're like me and like a good snack throughout the day, but you'd rather not, you know, pack on the pounds doing it. I mean, hello. Nobody wants to have a snack and then feel like, oh my gosh, I'm just so bloated. I've got great news. Built Bar is here to save the day. Look in the sky. It's Built Bar. They've got so many flavors. There's something for everyone. And when you talk to a Built Bar fan, which is me, hello, passionate about their favorites. Okay, let's see. They've got amazing flavors like coconut. Yep, love that. Mint brownie. Yep, love that. Double chocolate. Yep, love that. Salted caramel. Yep, love that. Cookies and cream. Yep, love that. And more. Yep, love that. I mean, I love them all. So if you can't pick a flavor right off the bat, you can get the mixed box where you'll get two of each of their 9 regular flavors. Built Bars has up to 18 grams of protein, and they're 180 calories or less. Only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 net carbs. But you wouldn't know about tasting them. It's like that Built Bar candy bar. Only, oh, they're not a candy bar. That's right, but they sure do taste like it, because they taste amazing. You take care of your sweet tooth, and still be healthy. Yeah. Healthy as a horse. Isn't that the saying? And now you can get Built Bars. Just go to Built.com and use promo code Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y. You're going to save 15% off your first order. Promo code Jeffy for 15% off at Built.com. You know how you get an email and you read, you know, let's say 2 of the 3 lines. But the third line was probably an important line too, only you stopped reading after the second line. Well, I did that yesterday. Okay, I because of my bias toward Avatar the movie, I kind of read the headline and then I read into what was going on, and really that's not what was going on. So I apologize, okay? I want to tell you the truth about Avatar, all right? So Avatar 2 is being released. I thought it was just the trailer yesterday, and I was incorrect. They're releasing the trailer next week with the from the stupid movie Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Okay, so that's where you're getting the trailer. And then on December 16th, you're getting the Avatar movie, Avatar 2. I read into that yesterday that you're getting the trailer on the 16th, not with... Anyway, I was wrong. And I apologize. All right. So there is an Avatar 2. My son was apparently actually listened to the show and came downstairs with a, "Hey, Dad, are you dumb or what?" Well, I mean, you do a show with me talking Walking Dead every week. You know the fact. Oh, by the way, which we predicted something that actually happened on Talking Walking Dead. Just another reason to listen. I could tell you what it is, but you need to listen. All right. We told you that the show wasn't, this one particular offshoot show wasn't going to happen, and they were going to get rid of the one person. Yep, a bye-bye announced this week, as heard on Talking Walking Dead. However, so let me just say this. So I have to redo my predictions with Avatar because of my screw-up yesterday, all right? Now, I said that Avatar 2 probably would not happen, but it is happening. December 16th, already done, done deal. There is not a chance on the green earth of God. Wait, it's the God's green earth. There is not a chance that Avatar 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, how many other avatars are supposed to be, happens. That's not, it just will not happen. I'm sorry. James Cameron is, I think, 100 now. And there's no way he makes 3 and 4. He's like 67. But he always wants the new, you know, the new technology. And so that's what he was apparently waiting, you know, years for after the 2009 release, because he wanted new technology for underwater capturing, because this one is the way of water. Avatar. And like I said, I enjoyed one, the first one. I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was a good watch. It was fun. Yes, it was. Don't shake your head. You know it was. It's one of those movies, though. It's one of those movies that you can put on and it's just on. You watch it. You leave it on. Anybody can watch it. You leave it on. Because there's some big stars in it, but there's not really any big stars in it. I think you know what I'm saying. You don't remember any of the characters. I do remember Onomtanium. And I remember blue beings with long tails. And, you know, what more do you need in a movie, really? So apparently we're going to get that again with Avatar 2, The Way of Water. Now, we know that Sigourney Weaver comes back. Kate Winslet is in this. So it should be great. It should be great. I like Kate's HBO show. You know, the HBO show that Kate Winslet stars in from Pennsylvania.
Hacks?
No, not Hacks. Although, Hacks is coming back. Season 2 coming up this month. Or, you know, next month, May. It's the end of April. For those of you listening live, it's the 29th of April 2022. And it's coming up, I think, mid-May for Hacks Season 2 with Gene Smart. But Kate Winslet was who we were talking about, who is in Avatar 2 with Sigourney Weaver, was the star of Mayor of Easttown on HBO Max, which was awesome. That first season was great, and I'm kind of stuck in the middle right now of Flight Attendant, the season 2 on HBO Max. I'm getting through that. I should probably be through that this weekend. And if you have watched, why am I? I'm just talking about shows now. If you have watched Better Call Saul, you know, I talked about binging the episodes on Netflix, and I talked about how the smoking gets to me. I mean, Saul and what's her face, the woman,
Kate Winslet.
Yeah, Kate Winslet. There's a Gene Smart. Anyway, they have a cigarette and how it looks so good. Well, their final season, a two-part final season, by the way, which is season 6. I thought there was actually. I'm really bummed that there's only 6 because I streamed the first 4. You know, I binged the first 4 seasons on HBO Max, and then I saw them drop 5. And I was like, oh, all right, there's another new season. And they dropped it just before season 6 started. And I was thinking, oh, that's because the last season started. But I was thinking that season 6 was like season 8 or 9. And so I thought, oh, I've still got 5, 6, 7, and 8 to go, which was kind of exciting because the show's really good. I was really looking forward to it. Nope. Nope. 6 is it. And the first, I mean, it's been really, really good. If you are not a fan or haven't watched it, go back and watch the first four seasons so you understand what's happening in season six. You know, do you understand what's happening with all the characters? It is really, really good. Bob Odenkirk, no wonder he passed out on set making this thing, man. He's probably working his tail off to create this content. But it's really good. And, you know, keep it up is all I'm saying. Bob, I mean, what are you doing? Clock is ticking. We need part two already done. All right. You had a heart problem or some kind of thing, some kind of liquid fluid issue on the set where you passed out. Get to it. All right. Get an IV. Get back to work. Congratulations, too, by the way, to one lucky winner in Arizona who won the $473.1 million Powerball ticket. Congratulations. I am so happy for you, man. I can't hide the excitement I have for you. It's just...
That's weird. You don't sound very happy.
Really? No, I do. I'm happy that one person in Arizona won the $473.1 million. I mean, he gets $283 lump sum, maybe after taxes and everything. He takes home a couple hundred, maybe. Maybe less. I think if you break it down, it's actually $170, $180, something like that. I mean... Okay. I was joking. When I purchased this ticket for this Powerball drawing, there was another lady in the store at the time buying Powerball tickets too. So we had to have a nice fun argument about who was going to win and don't play. And then I looked at the mega money, and the mega was like $20 million or something. And I was like, I'm not even playing that. Are you kidding me? I don't even get out of bed for $20 million. And I didn't even win a million. They say in the story, smaller prizes included $1 million for one ticket sold in Indiana. And, you know, other tickets matched some of the numbers for, you know, the other numbers as well. Oh, okay. So I won $10. The winning numbers, 11, 36, 61, 62, 68, Powerball 4. Boy, that sounds familiar. I think I had one of those numbers in a ticket that I played a while ago. So, man, am I lucky. Am I lucky. I mean, this is one of the bigger ones, though, that if I 473, that's a big jackpot. Because we had the year's largest jackpot was $632.6 million. Whew. Oh, that had to be shared by two people. Losers. So, this is the third Powerball jackpot win of 2022. First one was the 632. Then there was $185.3 million. And then this one. Doesn't say this year's other win was $185.3 million hit in February. That doesn't say if somebody's come to the plate with that yet or not. Maybe that went back into the pile. Hello, my name is Pile. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Oh. That would taste better with about $175 million, but it tastes pretty darn good. Okay, so yesterday we stopped off at the hospital and we checked in on CNN Plus, and I was still there, still alive, still beeping. And then it was time to, you know, get a coffee and let them rest a little bit. But when we came back, oh no, wait, it never happens when you think it's going to or when you want it to. CNN Plus, dead. at the age of 20 some odd days. Even make it to 30 days. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know. We should have known. When the doctor gives you a time limit, sometimes, you know, they're off by a little bit. Doctor said 30 days and nope. They were close, but no. I know, baby. We lost him. CNN Plus. Are we supposed to talk during taps? I don't think so. I usually do, though. People whisper, you know, off to the side. I know. I'm glad that bastard is dead. No, no, don't say that, baby. He's dead. No, don't do that. CNN Plus. Dead. 28, 20-some odd days. I'll tell you, though. It does seem to me that
you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
Right?
Never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in.
I would have liked to know you,
but I was just a kid.
I could play this entire song, to be honest with you.
Just... long before your legend ever did.
Oh. Okay, that wasn't to Elton. That was to CNN Plus. CNN Plus, rest in peace. Who died today? You know who else died? I mean, didn't really die, so I'm not putting him in the who died today segment, really. But he's kind of close. It's James Corden of The Late Late Show. He announced yesterday, or the night before, I'm not sure when I watched the video of him on set, saying that he signed a new deal, but it was only for one more year. So he's doing The Late Late Show one more year. That's it. So, I mean.
So long, farewell. I'll be just saying goodnight.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
Oh, no. This is just mean. You didn't like.
So long, farewell. Adieu.
He said it was the saddest thing.
And you.
He said that when he took the job, it wasn't the... He didn't plan on doing it for long. And then it happened. And he's got, you know, he's going to... It's time to move on for James. He's done it for 6.5 years. So I guess at the end of this year, it's another... Makes it 7.5 or 8 years. And it's enough. That's enough. I mean, he's got a lot of great bits out of the show, and Carpool Karaoke, I'm sure, is making him a fortune. So, I mean, maybe he just does that. Maybe he had signed a new deal for Netflix to do just Carpool Karaoke. So he can be, you know, Seinfeld, you can watch coffee and comedians, or comedians and cars getting coffee or whatever it is. And then you can watch Carpool Karaoke with James, and you'll be able to get maybe behind the scenes of them setting up the cameras so that it looks like it's just an everyday car but it's on a trailer in the back lot of Universal, so it just looks like it's driving through a neighborhood. But James Corden, The Late Late Show, 1 year left of James Corden on The Late Late Show. I mean, really, kind of seems to me like...
You lived your life like...
Me too, Elton. It seemed like that to me too.
Never knowing who to cling to when the rain set
in. I know, it's sad.
I would have liked to have known you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before.
James Corden. Show dead. In a year. Rest in peace. Speaking of Netflix, I see where Schitt's Creek is now going to cycle through what's left of the creek, and then it's going to go to Hulu. So I guess Hulu said, yeah, we can. I mean, can Hulu spend more money than Netflix on a TV show that's over with? I mean, it's just syndicated shows, right? Holy cow. So, all right, good. I mean, Netflix, man. Netflix, I'm not sure what their deal is, but something needs to be done is all I'm saying. You can quote me on that. Something needs to be done.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
So not only did we get news from CinemaCon that Avatar 2 trailer is going to be released, and then Avatar 2 is going to be released, and it's just a wonderful place for Avatar 2 in the world. We also heard that from president and CEO of the National Association of Theater Owners. This is going to come as a surprise that the National Association of Theater Owners, John Fithian, said that the death of cinema has been greatly exaggerated. That's the theme emanating from this year's CinemaCon. Oh, okay, really? Yeah. Instead, it's the same-day release model for theaters and streaming that has kicked the popcorn bucket. So let me get this right. The president and CEO of the National Association of Theater Owners, NATO. I know. I got it. It's NATO. Okay, now you pissed me off. All right, you think I wouldn't see that? I mean, I appreciate the help, really. Thank you. But I got it.
So I got Candle in the Wind ready for the theaters.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I want Taps and Candle in the Wind. I want the whole damn thing. Yeah. National Association of Theater Owners, dead. Thank you. You don't get this content on every show, I'll tell you that. That's a fact. Okay, so I have no idea how I just want this to play for the 30 minutes. So he's ticked, and he's pleased to announce that simultaneous release is dead. He used the word dead, not me. Simultaneous release is dead as a serious business model, and piracy is what killed it. What are you talking about, John? Piracy is what killed it. When a pristine copy of a movie makes its way online and spreads, it has a very damaging impact on our industry. Does it, John? Does it? That's not what killed your freaking industry. Okay, so I got it. All right, the piracy does hurt the film industry. Granted, I give you that. It doesn't hurt it as much as you claim. But I'm not considering the release of a movie to a streaming platform as piracy. Okay? That's not how I'm not doing that for you. Not making the jump. Okay? I realize that you made your little deal, the movie companies, to save your ass and stay alive and not kick the popcorn bucket over. But your time is coming. So put your Tesla, Volvo, Ford, GM electric chargers out front so you get some customers. Put some, you know, I don't know what else you have to do. But the day's over. All right, I'm tired of having to go to the theater. I'm tired of having to wait 45 days before I see it on my screen at home. We need that. Your model is gone. Okay, there's a model there to be had, but it isn't what it used to be. Speaking of Teslas, do you know we've had this argument on this network for a long time, specifically the other show that I'm a part of, Pat Unleashed. Pat and Keith always making the joke of, I got to stop and charge it. I'm not able to travel anywhere. I'm not gonna stop for 8 hours and charge my car and go. Well, the last time we did that argument, I let it go and I didn't say anything. But in my head, I'm thinking, well, A, the last time you actually traveled anywhere outside of that 300 to 400 mile radius. Okay. Second, if you were wanted to knowingly travel farther than that and you didn't want to stop at any point, you know, perhaps you could, I don't know, use a gas power car, you know, the other one that's parked in the garage. Then I saw a post this morning that was fascinating to me. And I thought, wow, that is really, really interesting. And it really made me reconsider getting a Tesla. I wouldn't get those damn General Motors Ford electric cars. It's interesting how they all want the electric cars, but they don't give Elon any love, man. They do not like Elon at all. And now that he's bought Twitter, don't even, woof. He is on the bad boy list, man. We do not like him. So this post from Jennifer Street, all right? I don't know. I'm sure Jennifer is a fine person, and I'm betting that I've probably met her before, but I don't remember. So because she's on my Facebook timeline, and it happens to pop up to me this morning. The Facebook post popped up. Okay, write your own jokes on everything else, all right? Anyway, this is her post. For those of you considering getting an electric vehicle, I wanted to share a bit of our experience. I know they're in the news so much right now. This is not a political post, and I don't want to take kindly to any of that drama. Ooh, back off. Okay, Jennifer, calm down. Politicians like to use electric cars, and especially Tesla, to try to further the divide and spread both disinformation and misinformation, the latter due to being truly uninformed. I didn't need to read this whole post because now I'm getting angry and I shouldn't get angry. But I got it, Jennifer. It's fine. So in September, our Tesla will be 4 years old. Prior to getting our car, we were never what you would call car people. In fact, we never owned a brand new car. Imagine our own shock when one day in early 2018, we plunked down a deposit on a reservation for a Tesla Model 3, sight unseen. Heck, we'd never even been to a Tesla gallery or even seen you couldn't be to a Tesla gallery if you lived in Texas. Governor Abbott and your car dealership cabal. I digress. The sticker shock is the biggest mental hurdle to get over, and our personal experience there has been no additional cost afterward. As of today, we have exactly 30,294 miles on it. We've traveled all over, including from Dallas to East Tennessee, mostly with the car driving completely on its own 90% of the time. We get 310 miles of range to it. Charging it at a supercharger takes 15 to 30 minutes on average. We charge it mostly at home. I like to think of charging time as taking a minute per mile at home. It mostly charged overnight while we sleep, much like our cell phone. At the end of the day, it was one of the biggest and craziest leaps of faith we'd taken. We were called crazy when we did it. After all, we reserved it when Tesla was on the verge of going bankrupt. Wow, what a difference 4 years is. Anyway, definitely glad we made the leap. We will never go back to an internal combustion engine. We have nothing against them because of the maintenance. We currently have a Kia Soul as a backup car sitting in the garage that never gets driven. In fact, even less because it needs to be taken in for an oil change. So they don't even, they've done no maintenance. They said they replaced the tires on it. So that's it. And that's, I mean, the electric bill, according to her, is only up by $15 or $30 a month. And just, I'm pretty sure that's probably less than you'd be paying for gas a month. I mean, you can't pull into a gas station without dropping 20 today if you want to go for the rest of the day, pretty much. I mean, when I got gas the other day, I pulled in, and gas prices are on the way back up again, by the way. I saw this morning driving in. We're almost cracking four again. And I'm sure many places around the world are cracking four, but here in the DFW area, it's been pretty good, comparatively speaking. And so I pulled in, you know, and you pause. I just need a quick... That's when I bought the Powerball. I was going to win the lottery. I didn't need to fill up my gas tank. And so I remember I pumped 10, and I was like, well, that can't be. And so I stopped at 15. Well, that can't be. And I stopped at 20, and I went, well, that'll get me home and back to work on Friday. So I went ahead and got 25. And Jennifer talks about, you know, no gas, right? If she doesn't even think about gas, she stopped worrying about gas, and which is, no, not, I mean, I'm sure Jennifer may, no, Jennifer does not have a problem with that gas either, okay? There's no, Jennifer has no problems with gas anywhere across the board, okay? But she talked about how when they go on trips, mostly the car driving itself, they've put new tires in it, and we talked about there's no maintenance to the Tesla. And she talked about the only issue was, the brakes are good because they have the regenerative braking. So it's driving itself and it's not, you're not slamming on the brakes. I mean, that's, and with the new technology in the Teslas and they're adding the superchargers around the world, we've seen tweets from Elon about that the Teslas will make the trip for you. When you program where you're going, the Tesla says, oh, you can drive to here and stop and charge for 15 minutes and you'll get enough charge to go to here. And there's no money passing hands because if you have the supercharger and your account is all linked in, oh my gosh, it's almost as if it's a paperless society. You don't even have to have a chip. Well, you do kind of have a chip because it's the car. But and they talked about how they have different chargers. You know, different companies have different chargers, and some places don't have the superchargers, which take longer. But for the most part, you have the Tesla supercharger adapter. You're in. You're good to go for 15, 20 minutes, and then you're back off again. I don't know. I mean, see, this is the thing. Here's the thing. The future will bring us closer to being without fossil fuels. Right now, however, though, there's so many things that still need to happen. We're not ready for it. But we're being driven into a society to be without... Oh, you don't need that gasoline. Just cut it out. Really? So how are you getting the solar panels and the windmill blades to those particular solar panel farms and the windmill blades, or the windmill farms, because the trucks that deliver those, I'm pretty sure they run on that nasty fossil fuel. Pretty sure they do. Pretty sure all the stuff that makes them comes from fossil fuels too. But what do I know? So has anyone in your orbit seen the new Snapchat flying camera yet? Because I want to try it anyway. I mean, now they remember they came out with the spectacles a few years ago, but now they've come out with this, it's like a snap drone, Pixie. And it's a small yellow, about the size of a puck, and it doesn't have a controller. You just outstretch your hand, and then it flies up, and it has like six or seven different flight patterns that you use for selfies and shots for Snapchat. Nice. Yes, please send me some shots. Let me see what you can do with it. Let me see your thought process, because I've got some great thought processes going on for Pixie. And to have the little Snapchat drone flying around taking pictures, you know, of just everyday things. Nothing fancy, but everyday things. You can get it for $230 in the U.S. and in France. And I think it's available already. So it'd be awesome. Six pre-programmed flight patterns that are accessible through a dial on the top of the device. So you know what it's going to do once you put it out there and up it pops. So that would be awesome. Pixie. I'm ready to see everybody pull out the little Pixie out of the back pocket for, hey, let's take a picture. And snap. Come on now. Kind of cool. And I saw, there were a couple cool people here in DFW the last couple of days. A shout out to Tony Dungy. Why didn't you call me? I didn't realize you were here. He was in town, former head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a Super Bowl champion, Indianapolis Colts, a television superstar on NFL. Who's he work for? CBS? I can't remember. I should know that. Yeah, NBC. That's what I thought. It wasn't CBS, silly. What an idiot. Tony Dungy. Anyway, he was in town promoting the All-Pro Dad in Fort Worth, Texas, which awesome. And so that was a big, it's a big thing going on in schools, All-Pro Dad. Dads and their children, mostly sons, really important. That was part of Family First with Mark Merrill, which I helped, put on the map, by the way. Hello. In Tampa, Florida with Mark Merrill. Good to see that still booming. And then Anthony Edwards, the actor, was in Fort Worth. And Anthony, he's been in, from ER. He got his big start, big break in ER. He's been in Top Gun and Revenge of the Nerds and Inventing Anna, one of the latest time. He was the big lawyer that was all in love with Anna and ended up doing almost everything to get her the money. He was the key that didn't get Anna the money. Anyway, he was in Tarrant County, and he was telling stories that can change lives. And according to Anthony Edwards, one in six men have had an unwanted or abusive sexual experience by the time they were 18 years old. And this includes 2.5 million survivors in Texas, 641,000 in the DFW area. There's no way that's true. I'm sorry. One in six have had an unwanted, even if you don't want it, you want it. Right? Now, abusive sexual experience, nobody wants that to happen. I get that. But
that would be unwanted, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, that would be. An abusive sexual experience would be unwanted. But when you separate them, now you're getting into the question marks for me. You can't, because I say unwanted or.
That means both.
Right. Thank you. That's my point. You know, if you are one of the six that have had unwanted or abusive sexual experiences, I'm sorry for you. I really, I wish that wouldn't have happened. But, just the abusive sexual experience. I'm sorry that happened for you. Unwanted? Anyway, Yes, I hope you get your mental health together and get the help that you need. Maybe we should, I should reach out to Anthony Edwards. Maybe we get him on the show. Have him talk about this. I bet you he had this one and six. I still can't get over that. Tell me again. Go ahead. Tell me again. Go ahead. One in six men have had unwanted or abusive sexual experience by the time they were 18 years of old.
That means both.
Thank you. Well, it is Friday, so it's time for What's the Lie? Yes, What's the Lie? Where contestants try to decipher the lie from four, count them, one, two, three, four headlines. One of them is not true. Thus, that's where we get What's the Lie. Thanks to our special contestant today, Keith Malinak. Keith Malinak, welcome to What's the Lie.
Vivi, it is a pleasure to be here.
We're happy to have you.
Wonder, did you have a cancellation? Is that why I was invited in here?
Almost said their name in my script, but I realized that that person wasn't here, so...
You did have a cancellation! Alrighty. I was a fill-in for this spot!
Oh. We appreciate it. We appreciate you going out of your way for...
Sure.
What's the Lie? We really
didn't even have
really
to leave
do.
My chair.
Alrighty. You ready to play What's the Lie?
I love this game. It's my favorite game.
Four headlines. One of them is not real.
Okay.
Headline number one. Family terrorized by golf balls wins nearly $5 million from neighboring country club. Headline number two. Okay. Google sues a man alleging puppy fraud. Headline number three. University of Washington acquires thousands of Joe Rogan's early voicemails. Headline number four. Woman rescued after falling into toilet trying to get phone. Those are your four headlines, Keith. Oof. You decide which one is the lie.
Oh, wow.
Family terrorized by golf balls wins nearly $5 million from neighboring country club. Google sues a man alleging puppy fraud. University of Washington acquires thousands of Joe Rogan's early voicemails. Woman rescued from falling into the toilet after dropping her phone.
Oh, man.
All right, so there's your four headlines. Are you ready to pick What's the Lie?
They're all believable. I've heard none of these.
That's how the game works.
Yeah, let's go with Google sues a man over
puppy
food. Oh, no, what?
Darn the luck.
No!
I wanted you to win, too.
Did you really?
But we will send you home with a brand new...
Brand new, like you stopped talking there.
Thanks for listening to What's the Lie. What's the Lie is a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. All information is probably accurate at the time of recording. CTF, WTL, MF, XXII.
A brand new what now?
Yeah, well, you got it. Brand new. So,
what was it?
The University of Washington.
Oh, see, I almost went with that one.
Joe Rogan's voicemail. There's no such thing. Okay.
All right. These are great. Who came up with these?
Thanks for listening to What's the Lie?
It's
a subsidiary of Chewing the Fat Enterprises. I've already said that. All information is probably accurate at the time of the recording. And of course, it's CTF, WTL, MM, XX, II. Oh, darn it. I was going to remind everyone that Keith is the, according to the Fox News story about the president's speech yesterday, Keith Malinak is quoted from his Twitter account, conservative podcast host Keith Malinak tweeted a snarky question, writing to the person who typed the word kleptocracy into Biden's teleprompter, "Is this your first day on the job?" And they were quoting all kinds of tweets in the story, and Keith got it there. So I didn't realize that he was known as a conservative podcast host, but darn. Too bad he's not here to hear me give him some congratulations, because I didn't want to do that in real life anyway.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.